All right, welcome back, everyone. Rob Landon with you from King Cove School in King Cove, Alaska. Getting ready for the second half of action here between the Rookies and the Warlords. The Rookies holding a 28-12 halftime advantage. And the Rookies will inbound the ball far side. Candace Mack to inbound to Raylene Kachutin. Shaylin Walker, Kelsey Lanham, and Courtney Wilson on the floor for the Rookies. Sherilyn Shocknock, Sherilyn Zachar, Clara Savage, Alicia Hobson, and Thea Noatak opening the second half for Coach Sasa Wasley's Warlords. A delay in the game now is one of the signs fell down on the far side. And Joe Calvert picks it up and lays it up on the stage. Gives the ball to Candace Mack. She inbounds to Raylene, who calls the play, and we're underway in the second half. Reverse dribble by Raylene goes left side to Candace. Down in the corner to Courtney. Give and go to Candace. She puts it up and off the glass. Nice play there by Courtney and Candace. Candace with four in the game, and it's 30-12. The Rookies with the lead, a balanced scoring attack, two players with 6 points, and now three with four and two with a pair for the Rookies. The seven Rookies entered the scoring sheet in the first half. Ball goes right corner to Shocknock, back up to Savage, back to Shocknock. She's got a two-pointer open, takes a shot, rebound is goes out to Noatak, and her shot is blocked by Raylene Kachutin from behind. Nice play, Raylene smiling at that one. She knocked that ball up to the stage. And it'll be Warlords basketball underneath the basket. Goes inbound to Shocknock. Her shot is up. No good, but she draws a foul on Kelsey Lanham. Kelsey's first. Team's first. And number five will go to the line and shoot a pair for the Warlords. Shocknock with 4 points in the first half. The other eight counted by Alicia Hobson. Sherilyn's first shot is up and good. Nothing but net. And it's 30-13 with 7:23 to go in the third quarter. She'll have one more. Dribbles the ball, puts up the second toss, and that rolls around and off. No good. Rebounded there by Courtney Wilson. Gets it to Candace Mack, ahead to Raylene Kachutin. Raylene crosses the timeline. Had Shaylin Walker open, but could get her. Now she needs help. Lobs it to Shaylin. The freshman number five gets the ball back out to Raylene. Pass across to Candace. She goes to Courtney. Courtney pivots. Bounce pass in for Raylene, for Candace, and she's fouled as she goes up for the shot. And fouls on Sherilyn Shocknock. That's her third. And Candace Mack will go to the line to shoot two. In the earlier game this morning, the King Cove T-Jack JV was defeated in overtime by the Sandpoint Eagles 58-53. An exciting action. Candace misses the first free throw. And, of course, both of those teams will be heading to Sandpoint for regionals this week, March 3rd through 5th. The girls will be heading to New Haven. Candace's second shot is up and good. She has 5 points in the game, and it's 31-13, Rookies leading. Hobson brings the ball across the logo, gets it right side to Noatak. She goes down to Shocknock, back up to Hobson, to Shocknock. She gets it back to Hobson for L3 from the wing. No good. The rebound is taken by Shocknock over Courtney Wilson, and there's going to be a reach-in foul on Courtney on the floor, non-shooting foul. Warlords basketball underneath their own basket with 6:45 to play. Alicia Hobson inbounds the ball. She throws it out to Clara Savage, who takes a two-pointer. In and out, no good. The rebound is taken by Courtney Wilson and Shaylin Walker. Shaylin gets the ball in the front court to Raylene Kachutin, and she'll set the Rookies' offense. Dribbling with the left hand, throws it left side to Candace Mack, to Courtney, a give and go, but it wasn't there. Courtney gets it back out to Raylene. Now she puts it into Courtney. Nice pivot, but she traveled. Maybe that's why the pivot was so nice. She threw an extra step in there, and no basket. She made the basket, but it didn't count. And the Warlords will get the basketball back with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. 31-13, Warlords trailing the Rookies. Goes to the Shocknock in the corner. Lob back up for Hobson. Hobson trying to throw to Savage, but it's being cut off by Candace Mack. Raylene Kachutin now guarding her closely. She does get it to Savage. Back to Hobson. Lobs it to Shocknock. She's guarded by Kelsey Lanham and Shaylin Walker. Back to Hobson. Bounce pass is going to be not touched by Kelsey Lanham. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Rookie basketball. Just an errant pass there by Alicia Hobson as she attempted to get the ball into Sherilyn Shocknock. And the Rookies, by virtue of the turnover, retake possession with under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Raylene Kachutin goes to Candace Mack, to Courtney Wilson, back to Candace. She drives in, lays it up and in. Nice shot there in traffic by the freshman, and Candace has 7 points in the game to lead all rookie scorers, and it's 33-13 with 5:39 to go. Hobson brings it in the front court, gets it right side to Savage. She goes down in the corner to Shotnoff, who launches a three-pointer off the back of the iron. No good. Long rebound comes out. And it's taken there by Raylene Kachut, and ahead of the pack on the fast break. She goes up, lays it in off the glass. Nice play by Raylene there as she outraced three Cockenock defenders. Laid it in. She's got 6 points on the game, and it's 35-13, Rookies. The ball comes right side to Savage, back to Hobson. 3-2 defense being employed here by Coach Connie Newton's Rookies. Here's a lob pass in the middle of Shotnoff. She goes up over Kelsey Lanham, no good. And the rebound batted around and taken down there by Raylene Kachutin. Raylene throws a long pass to Candace. Candace drives in, lays it up, no good. The rebound by Shotnoff, and now it's loose. And Courtney Wilson, I think, is going to be called for a reach-in foul, and that's the case, as that ball was knocked loose. And Courtney got a little chop over the shoulder there of the Warlord player. And they'll have the ball far end underneath the Rookies' basket. 4:52 to play third quarter. Now there's a stoppage as referee Joe Calver was looking at something on the clock. And now we have a substitution as Whitney Lanham checks in for Courtney Wilson. Courtney picked up her second foul. And the Warlords inbound the basketball now. No attack inbound to Hobson, who brings it across the logo at half court, lobs it right side for Claire Savage. To Hobson, back left to no attack, guarded there by Shaylin Walker. She reverse dribble, gets it to Shotnoff. Shotnoff goes up top to Hobson. Lob pass on the right side for Zachar, who throws up an air ball, recovered in the corner by Raylene Kachutin. Her lob pass down in the front court is run down there by Candace Mack, gets it out to Raylene Kachutin. Raylene sets the offense. Goes back to Candace Mack, to Kelsey Lanham. Kelsey to Candace, to Whitney. Nice play by the Rookies. Sweet passing there by the Rookies. Nice job there on all three of those passes. And Whitney puts in the layup off the glass. Beautiful passing, set that one up, and it's 37-13 Rookies. Near steal by Candace Mack. And now the ball is knocked away by Raylene Kachutin. She does steal it in the corner. Does a little ballet on the baseline, keeps control. And her pass down for Candace Mack is too high on the fast break and goes out of bounds. Raylene shaking her left hand. Not sure if she got hit on the play or whatever, but she tells Candace her bad. And with 3:50 to go, the Warlords bring the ball across half court, trailing 37-13. Hobson goes left side, gets it to shot no guarded by Kelsey Lanham and Shaylin Walker. Lobs it back out to Hobson. Hobson comes across the top, throws it right side to Claire Savage. Candace Mack, she splits the defense, drives in. There's going to be a foul on Raylene Kachutin. And Raylene picks up her third foul, fourth team foul on the Rookies. And the ball will be inbound underneath the Cockenock basket. Inbound there. The shot no good. Whitney Lanham pulls down the rebound, gets it to Raylene Kachutin. She's got Candace Mack ahead on the fast break. She goes in with the reverse. No good. Raylene with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Nice follow there by Raylene Kachutin. Raylene has 8 points in the game, and it's 39-13 Rookies with 3:15 to go third quarter. Hobson brings it up. Goes off a screen by Savage. Bounce pass to Zachar, guarded there by Whitney Lanham. Candace Mack now with a near steal. Knocks the ball out of bounds. A pass intended for Alicia Hobson. And it'll be Warlord's ball out on the side. Kelsey Lanham replaced now by Raven Samuelson as Raven sees her first action of the game. Here's a lob pass into Shotnoff. She dribbles out, pressured there now, trapped by Whitney Lanham. She lobs a pass, intercepted by Raven, and her outlet pass intended for Candace Mack is off of Candace's hand and goes out of bounds and rolls down towards the Rookie bench. It'll be Warlord's basketball below us at half court. Inbounded there by no attack to Hobson. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 39-13. Rookies with the lead. Hobson gets the ball to Clara Savage, drives right wing, guarded by Candace Mack. And now her pass is nearly stolen there by Raylene Kachut, and Raylene hustles back against Hobson. She picks up her dribble, goes in the middle to Shotnoff, who passes it off. Nice play there to Zachar, who was on the left block, and Sherilyn Zachar gets her first two of the game. 39-15, Rookies leading. Raylene does a spin move there, gets the ball to Candace, goes into Whitney. She puts it up off the glass, and no good. Rebounded by Candace, partially blocked. And the ball is tied up. We've got a jump ball now. And the possession arrow points to the Warlords, so they'll inbound to the far end. And it's inbounded by no attack into Hobson. She brings the ball up timeline. Guarded there by Raylene. And nearly an over and back violation, but saved there by no attack back to Hobson. Good pressure defense by the Rookies. Here's a lob pass. And, oh, that one somehow got over Shaylin Walker to Sherilyn Shotnoff. And Shaylin's going to draw a foul as she attempted to recover on that one. Shaylin's first of the game, team's fifth. The ball is inbound to Shocknock. She takes a long three, no good. Long rebound to Zachar. She was boxed out there by two rookies, but the rebound went long. Now here's a steal by Shaylin Walker. Shaylin drives in, puts it up, off the rim, no good. Rebounded follow, no good by Raylene Kachut, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Candace Mack. Or I'm sorry, no, it's going to be off of the Warlords. Candace will inbound underneath the basket. Thought Joe initially pointed to the Warlords direction. He's looking for an inbound, gets it to Shaylin. Her shot is partially blocked, but she's going to draw the foul on number 15, Alicia Hobson. Oh, I'm sorry, Clara Savage with the foul. Both Savage and Hobson were over there. And Shaylin Walker will go to the line. The freshman wearing number 5 will shoot two free throws for the rookies as she attempts to get on the score sheet. Her first shot is up, no good, off to the right. She'll have one more. And Danielle Carlson checks in for Raylene Kachutin. And a couple of rookie players were drinking water on the floor. Referee Joe Calver told them they couldn't do that. Second shot by Shaylin is up. Bounces around. No good. Whitney Lannon with the rebound. Attempts to go up. Passes it to Raven Samuelson. Nice pass by Whitney. And Raven finishes it off with a nice bucket off the glass for her first two. And it's 41-15. Rookies with a 26-point lead. 1:35 to go in the third quarter. Hobson dribbling the ball, gets it to no attack. Nice move to split the defense. Stolen now by Danielle Carlson. Danielle goes back the other way, one on two. She's got a couple of trailers. Finder layup is no good, but Candace Mack follows and puts it in off the glass. Candace was 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game, and it's 43-15. Rookies with the advantage over the Warlords. 1:15 to go. Hobson brings it across the timeline, right side to no attack. Back to Hobson on the logo. Picks up her dribble. Now throws it back to no attack. Number 43 dribbles right side. Back out to Hobson. And she looks left side. Nearly stolen by Shaylin Walker, but Savage gets the pass. Back to Hobson. Savage could have driven right into the lane with that, but chose not to. Now the pass goes in the middle for Shocknock. She drives, and there's going to be a foul on Raven Samuelson. Or no, Whitney Lanham. The 23 or 33? 23. Whitney Lanham picks up her first foul of the game. Two shots by Shocknock. Three rookies converged on Sherilyn, and she got the pass in the lane there. And she'll shoot two. The first free throw is up and good. She has 6 points on the game, 43-16. 51.7 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Shocknock dribbles the ball and puts up the second one. And that's good as well. 2 of 2 from the stripe. And the rookies inbound. The ball now leading 43-17. Danielle Carlson to Shaylin Walker. Back to Danielle. Left side to Candace Mack. Gets it to Raven in the corner. Back to Candace on the drive. She puts it up and in. And again, a nice shot by Candace in traffic. Candace with 9 points in the quarter, 11 in the game, and it's 45-17. And here's a lob pass down to Shocknock. And the ball is knocked away there by Danielle Carlson. Another foul called on Whitney Lanham. Didn't see that one. As the reach-in came from behind, Danielle Carlson looked like she got a clean steal there. Referee Grant Newton saw it otherwise, and Shocknock will go to the line now for a 1-1. .2 to play. Third quarter, 45-17 rookies. Shocknock's first free throw is up and good. She's has 4 free throws here in the quarter, 8 points in the game, and she'll have one more. She gets the bonus now after converting the first free throw. And she's 2 for 2 again. Nice job there from the foul line. Ball inbounded now from Danielle to Candace and back to Danielle. She lobs it right side for Shaylin. She drives in, puts a shot up, off the glass, no good. Rebounded by no attack. She's going to push it down. She's going to go all the way for the fast break. Lays it up, no good. Rebounded by Danielle Carlson in traffic. 12 seconds to go. Gets the ball to Candace Mack. Candace loses it off her foot, recovers it with under 10 seconds to go, needs help. And now Candace travels as she lobs the ball across to Shaylin Walker. 3.6 seconds to play. Third quarter, 45-19. Rookies with the lead. The Warlords throw the ball in the front court to Clara Savage. And she's going to throw a long three-pointer up. Caught out of the air by Whitney Lanham as the horn sounds to end the third quarter of play. And after three quarters of play, the King Cove rookies 45. And the Kakanak Warlords, 19. In that quarter, we had seven points. 7 points for Kakanak. And I've got a mistake here on my scoring somewhere. 7 points for Kakanak in that frame. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 17 for the Rookies as they extend their lead to 26. And I see my error. It was 28 to 12 at the half. All right, scoring for your Rookies. Shauna Calver with 6. Daniel Carlson with 6. 8 for Aileen Kachutin. 4 for Shauna Wheeler on perfect shooting from the foul line. 4 for Whitney Lanham. 4 for Honeylou Wilson. 11 for Candace Mack, who leads all rookie scorers. And 2 for Raven Samuelson. And for the Warlords, Sherilyn Shocknock has 9, 2 for Sherilyn Zakhar, and 8 for Alicia Hobson. So both teams retake the floor here as we get ready to go underway the fourth quarter. The Rookies will have the ball out of bounds far side at half court. And on the floor for the Rookies, we have Honey Wilson, Courtney Wilson, Bianca Kirkland, Michaela McCallum, and Shauna Calver. And Shauna will inbound the ball now to Michaela McCallum. Michaela drives and gets it to Honey Lou in the corner. Pass for Michaela. Back to Honey Lou. She lobs it up top for Shauna Calver. Right wing to Michaela. Michaela with a bounce pass. Honey Lou back to Michaela. Nice job. And then the rebound is taken there by Honey Lou. She misses the put back. And now I think Honey gets an over the back call as she went for the rebound after missing the put back. And that would be a 1-1. Almost missed that one. 18 fouls on the Rookies. And Kakanak went into the bonus late in the third quarter. And so we'll have who's going to be shooting. Number 2, Sherilyn Zakhar, will go to the line to shoot the 1-1 for Coach Sasa Wassily's team. 45-19, Rookies with the lead. Zakhar's shot is up, no good off the glass. Courtney Wilson with the rebound to Shauna Calver. Number 41 dribbles the ball up left side, lobs the pass down for Bianca Kirkland. She takes a shot, no good off the back of the iron, and Zakhar loses it out of bounds. It'll remain Rookie basketball underneath their basket. They're going to run a stack on the right side. Shauna Calver to inbound the ball. She slaps the ball, lobs it in for Honey Lou. Her shot is no good, and the rebound. Nice job by Courtney to get the rebound, and she misses the putback. But there's a turnover. Not sure if a travel was called or something, but the ball goes over to the Warlords. 7:25 to play, fourth quarter. Rookies 45, Warlords 19. Hobson gets the ball right wing to Noah Tack up top, left wing to Savage, left corner to Zakhar. Back to Savage, cross court to Hobson on the right wing. Guarded by Shauna Jo Calver. Bounce pass now to Shocknock. Guarded there by Honey Lou Wilson. And now she backs down in the lane as the ball goes back up top to Thea Noatak. Left side to Clara Savage, down to Zakhar. Guarded there by Courtney Wilson. Michaela McCallum pressures Savage as she gets the ball back to Noatak up top. Right side to Alicia Hobson. Deliberate offense here for the Warlords. Pass to Shocknock. She splits the defense, but she's going to draw a reach-in foul for Honey Lou Wilson. And another 1-1 opportunity here for number 5, Sherilyn Shocknock, who leads the Warlords with 9 points, 5 of those from the stripe in the third quarter. And her first attempt is up and good. And the Warlords are going to be shooting 2 from here on out, as that was the 9th team foul on the Rookies. Her second shot is up and off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Courtney Wilson. She gets it to Shauna Calver. One thing I think Coach Newt would want to clean up in this game is a lot of looking for the right word here. Just should we say poor fouls? There's a lot of other words you could use, but the Rookies have committed a lot of fouls that were utterly useless on players far away from the basket. Here, Clara Savage loses the ball, knocked out of bounds by Shauna Calver, and it'll be Warlords basketball on the side. 45-20. The ball is lobbed in by Hobson to Savage, down to Shocknock. Guarded there by Honey Lou Wilson, who got away with a reach in there. The ball goes back up to Hobson. She shoots a long two. No good, and the rebound is loose on the floor, taken by Bianca Kirkland to Shauna Calver. Shauna being guarded there by 2, Warlords has to back it out, gets it to Courtney Wilson, who loses it, cutting down the lane. The ball is on the floor again. Who's got it? Sherilyn Shocknock emerges with it for the Warlords and brings it up across the timeline far side. Nice pass to Clara Savage, who puts it in off the glass. Nice play there by the Warlords, and it's 45-22. Rookies with the lead. Under 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Shauna Calver brings the ball up. Crossover dribble. Now spins. Gets it to Bianca Kirkland. Nice pass to Michaela McCallum. And Michaela took steps there. And a turnover for the rookies. Freshman wearing number 35. Hustles back on defense. And Alicia Hobson brings the ball across the logo for the Warlords. Right side to Savage. Lost it but recovers it. And knocked away now by Shauna Calver. Claire Savage. What do we have? Not sure what the call was there. Let's see. Shauna Wheeler checks in for Honey Lou Wilson. It's going to be Warlord basketball, so not sure what the call was. And the ball goes into Alicia Hobson, down to Shotknock in the corner, back to Hobson in the wing. Up top to Annette Wasley, who's checked in for Cockknock. Via no attack, launches a long three and knocks it in off the glass. Nice shot there from deep in the left wing by Thea, number 43, with her first points of the game. 45-25 as Cockknock continues to play hard here, down by 20 to the rookies. Shauna Calver launches it, lobs it down low for Bianca Kirkland to Shauna Wheeler, who checked in for Honey Wilson. Gets it back to Shauna Calver in the corner to Michaela McCallum up top. Michaela guarded there by Thea, no attack. And now picks up her dribble, bounce pass is stolen by Alicia Hobson. Crossover dribble, she's going to drive it against Bianca Kirkland. And Bianca comes up with a block. Nice block there by Bianca. She helps her back on defense. Clean block. And the ball will be out of bounds to the Warlords underneath their basket. They're going to run a four-corner play off the inbounds pass. Lobbed out for Annette Wasley. Knocked away by Bianca Kirkland. Out of bounds. And the ball will remain in the possession of the Warlords. Danielle Carlson checks in now for Michaela McCallum. Good job by Michaela. She hustled and played some real good defense. The no attack inbounds ball now to Alicia Hobson up top. Lob pass down for Shotknock in the corner. Guarded there by Courtney Wilson. She goes baseline, picks up her dribble, lobs it up to Hobson, who launches a three off the back of the iron. No good. Run down in the corner there by Shauna Wheeler, who gets it out to Danielle Carlson. And Danielle draws a reach-in foul from Alicia Hobson. Far side, that should be Alicia's first and team's third. 4:37 to go, fourth quarter. Rookies 45. Warlords 25. Bounce pass down the corner to Courtney Wilson. She dribbles with the left hand up top to Shauna Calver. Shauna fakes, drives, puts up a shot from the foul lane. Off the back of the rim, no good. The rebound is chased down there by Danielle Carlson. Danielle passes it in to Courtney. Courtney drives, puts it up the right hand. No good. Off the glass. Rebounded by Shotknock. She gets it out to Hobson, who slows it down now, waits for everybody to go by, and brings it across the Grizzly Paw logo at half court. Lobs it down to Shotknock in the right corner. Guarded there by Shauna Wheeler. She gets it back to Hobson. Hobson drives down, now lobs it in for Shotknock, knocked away there by Bianca Kirkland. Good hands and quickness on defense. Bianca holding her hand, might have jammed a finger there. And the ball is inbound by Hobson. She's going to have to lob the pass out for Thea Noatak, and she is batted by Shauna Calver, but maintains possession, drives in, puts up a shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Danielle Carlson, headed back the other way. She's going one-on-two against Hobson and Noatak. Puts a shot up, no good. Rebound tipped around and taken down by Shotknock. And she brings the ball up the right side. Drives by Shauna Calver. Goes all the way against Courtney Wilson. Good job cutting the baseline by Courtney. And the ball goes back out to Washley. Back to Shotknock. Fakes a three. Now dribbles with the left hand. Out on the wing. Now she's going to go ahead and take the three-pointer. Around the rim and out. No good. Rebounded by Courtney Wilson. Gets it off to Shauna Calver with 3.25 to go in the fourth quarter. Nice pass by Shauna to Shauna Wheeler. And Shauna puts it up and in from the left side with the right hand. Shauna Wheeler now with 6 in the game. The first points of the quarter for the rookies. And they lead 47-25. Nice pass and shot there by the two Shaunas as they hook up. And it's a 22-point advantage now with the clock ticking towards 3 minutes to play. No attack gets the ball to Hobson to Annette Wasley. Back to Hobson, and she's going to go back up top to no attack. She passes it for Annette Wasley. Back to Hobson. She was hoping for a screen there from Wasley. Didn't get it. Now picks up the dribble, and the ball is knocked away by Shauna Calver. And she's called for the reach-in foul. Shauna Joe's third. Team's 10th, and Alicia Hobson will go to line to shoot two. As the Warlords in the double bonus. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in the second game of the Saturday brunch doubleheader. The first game, the Sandpoint Eagles defeated the King Cove T-Jack JV 58-53 in overtime. An exciting matchup there. As Hobson drops in the first foul shot, she'll have one more. And now we have Kelsey Lanham checking into the game for who? for Shauna Wheeler. Both Kelsey Lanham and Courtney Wilson seeing their last action at home here as rookies. And the second foul shot is up and good by Hobson. She has 10 points in the game, and it's a 47-27 King Cove lead with 2:45 to go in the game. Now there's a pass from Shauna Calvert, stolen by Annette Wassily. She takes it down, and she loses control, though, and gets called for the carry. She had a good fast break going there, and she looked over to see where Shauna Calvert was and lost control. Ball inbound to Danielle Carlson, back to Shauna Calvert. She drives down, puts it up off the glass, rolls around, no good, tipped around and loose. Bianca Kirkland has it, tries to get it to Courtney Wilson. She throws up a shot, no good. Rebound is taken there by the no attack, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Bianca Kirkland. And that will result in two more free throws for the Warlords, and that'll send Thea Noatak to the line to shoot two as the Warlords in the double bonus here. 2:28 to go in the game, 47-27. Rookies with the lead. They won last night's game by a final 47-29. Thea's first free throw is up off the back of the rim, no good. She'll have one more. Shaylin Walker checks in now for Bianca Kirkland as she comes to the bench. No attack dribbles and shoots the second foul shot. That one's up and good. Thea has 4 points all in the fourth quarter as the Warlords have outscored the rookies 9-2 in the fourth frame. Shauna Calvert brings out, lobs it to Courtney Wilson. She drives, got away with steps there, lobs it out to Shaylin Walker. She throws up a shot, air ball, no good, tipped around, grabbed by no attack to Hobson. It's still on the ground. Hobson gets control back to no attack, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Has shot knocked to Wassily. Wassily puts it up, no good, off the glass. And the rebound is taken by Shaylin Walker, and it's tied up with Sherilyn Shocknock. And the possession arrow points to the Warlords, so they'll inbound the ball underneath their own basket with 2:06 to go, trailing the rookies 47-28. Hobson slaps the ball and inbounds to Annette Wassily. She shoots a two-pointer. Long, no good. The ball is chased down in the corner by Kelsey Lanham. Kelsey bounces it out to Danielle Carlson. Danielle pushes the ball up the court for the rookies, goes in and has a shot blocked there by no attack. Nice block. And the ball goes the other way. It's a nice screen there by no attack as she screened Kelsey Lanham away from Alicia Hobson, and she lays the ball in. Nice play there by the Warlords, and it goes the other way now to Danielle Carlson. She dribbles in and takes a 10-footer. No good. The ball is tipped around and goes to the Warlords, and now we're going to have a foul from behind, I think, on Shaylin Walker. The ball was Annette Wassily had it at half court. Shaylin fouled her from behind, and so Annette Wassily will go to the line to shoot two. A lot of fast end-to-end action there in the last minute or so. 47-30. The rookies with the lead, 1:31 to play. Annette Wassily's first free throw is up. Off the rim, no good. She'll have one more. And her second free throw is up, and no good. Courtney Wilson gets the rebound. Gets it out to Shauna Calvert. Shauna brings it down, lobs it to Danielle Carlson. Her shot is up, no good. Shaylin Walker with a putback is fouled from behind. Shot no good. She's fouled by number 2, Sherilyn Zakhar. And that'll be Sherilyn's first. And with a minute 23 to play, Shaylin Walker will go to the line, and she'll shoot two more. Shaylin's first free throw is up, and no good off the back of the rim. Raylene Kachutin now checks in the game, replacing Shauna Calvert. Nice job by Shauna Joe. She's got 6 points in the game. Good job running the rookies' offense. Shaylin receives the ball, dribbles, puts up her second one. Off the left side of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Shocknock. She pushes it up the court for Kakanock with under a minute 20 to play. Guarded there in the corner by Kelsey Lanham. Gets it out to Annette Wassily. She's harassed by Raylene Kachutin. Lob pass. And it's loose and stolen there by Shaylin Walker. Shaylin drives down off a screen from Danielle Carlson. Misses the shot. Raylene Kachutin with the rebound. Her putback is blocked, but she's fouled from behind by Thea Noatak. And Raylene Kachutin will go to the line to shoot two with 1 minute and 3 seconds left in this one. The rookie's in control. Raven Samuelson moves over to the scorer's bench to check in after the first foul shot by Raylene. And her free throw is in and out. And Raven comes in for Courtney Wilson. Courtney comes off with a smile. She wanted to stay in for this last minute of her home career. Raylene now with one more. And the second one is up and good. Raylene with 9 points in the game, and it's 48-30, rookies. As the clock ticks under a minute to play, Alicia Hobson brings the ball up to half court. Gets it right side to Annette Wassley down in the corner to shot knock. Sherilyn lobs it out for Alicia Hobson. Screen for Annette Wassley. And the pass goes to Wassley. Back to Hobson. She's looking for shot knock down in the corner. Guarded there by Raven Samuelson. Dribbles with the left hand. Nice entry pass to no attack. Knocked loose by Kelsey Lanham and recovered by Raylene Kachutin. Raylene lobs it out for Danielle Carlson with under 40 seconds to play. Danielle loses the ball now. It's on the floor. Taken by Raven Samuelson, and she's called for the travel as she attempted to get control of the loose ball. Tried to pass it from her knees, and a turnover for the rookies. Under 30 seconds to play. Warlords bring the ball up. Hobson goes left side to no attack, nearly stolen by Shailene Walker. Left wing to shot knock. Back to Hobson. To Annette Wassley. 15 seconds to go. Between the legs, dribble there by Wassley. Nice move. The ball is lobbed down to Zach Carr, who puts it back out to Hobson, who loses the ball out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. 6.5 seconds to play. And Kinko will try to get one more shot off here. Raylene Kachutin inbounds the ball to Danielle Carlson. Danielle to Raylene. Raylene to Danielle. She puts a shot up. No good. And that'll end the game. The buzzer sounds as Sherilyn Shocknock pulls down the rebound. And that brings this one to a close. Last night's game won by the rookies 47-29. Add 1 point to each team, and you've got today's final as the rookies emerge victorious 48-30. And we'll run down the scoring totals for you and then send it back to the studios in Kells Hetherington. For the rookies, Shauna Jo Calver had 6. Danielle Carlson with 6. Raylene Kachutin with 9. Shauna Wheeler with 6. 4 for Whitney Lanham. 4 for Honey Lou Wilson. Candace Mack led the team with 11. And Raven Samuelson had 2. And for the Cockanock Warlords, Sherilyn Shocknock had 10. 2 for Clara Savage. 4 for Thea Noatak. 2 for Sherilyn Zakhar. And Alicia Hobson led the team with 12 for Sasa Wassily's Warlord team. So that's the final here from King Cove School. Rob Lanham with you here. It's been our pleasure to bring you this Saturday morning doubleheader. And once again, the final scores in Game 1. The Sandpoint Eagles defeated the King Cove T-Jack JV team 58-53 in overtime. And in the nightcap, the King Cove rookies 48, the Cockanock Warlords 30. And that's all the action we have for you here from King Cove School. We plan to be back with you this week from Sandpoint in the Boys Regional. Stay tuned to KSDP Radio for times and game schedules. And we hope you'll be able to join us then. Until then, we'll send it back to the studio for Kells Hetherington. And I'm Rob Lanham saying so long from King Cove School.
Well, thank you, Rob Lanham. A great coverage of the game and an interesting turn of events. The game turned out a lot like it did the first time it was played yesterday afternoon. We will have Rob Lanham here in Sandpoint this coming week to cover the boys' tournament happening here in Sandpoint. And he'll cover about 12 games while in Sandpoint. Thanks to Rob Lanham for his excellent coverage from King Cove this weekend. We now go to some music right here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.